Most of us grew up with traditional ideas of quote-unquote discipline. That is, if you want to stop a behavior, punish it. And if you want to promote a behavior, reward it. But while punishment and rewards may get you a short-term change in behavior, they don't work in the long term. I'm not just saying that. We have piles of research proving it. But culturally and experientially, we're still pretty connected to the idea that children just have to suffer, at least a little, in order to learn something. I happen to disagree. As my friend and colleague Jay Nelson says, where did we get the crazy idea that in order to help children do better, first we have to make them feel worse? How many adults are willing to try again, to take a risk, to learn something new, or to repair a mistake when we feel shamed, humiliated, angry, or discouraged? So here's a brief seminar on consequences. Natural consequences are what happen when children are allowed to experience the result of their decisions. No adult intervention is required. For example, if you don't eat, you'll get hungry later. If you go out in the snow without gloves or a jacket, you'll get cold. Kids can and do learn from this when adults stay out of the process, perhaps asking friendly questions like, what could you do to warm up your hands? Sometimes, though, there isn't a natural consequence. If you're disrespectful, that's it. Nothing much happens, if you don't count the adult eye-rolling and lecturing, that is. Sometimes the natural consequence is unacceptable, such as the consequence for playing in the street. This is when adults step in with logical consequences, something we do to teach children a valuable life lesson or skill. Unfortunately, that old punishment mentality is still lurking. Children typically respond to punishment with defiance and rebellion or low self-esteem and retreat. They may even become devious to avoid the punishment, not learning the intended lesson at all. Power struggles happen because two people have decided their personal dignity and worth depend on standing up for themselves, and lots of young people decide that they'd rather go down in flames than let an adult think they won. So here are some ideas to ponder. Remember, the word discipline means to teach. Sometimes a conversation is discipline. What happened? What made that happen? What should have happened instead? How can you repair the mistake? And what will you do next time? Sometimes kids do need to experience a consequence, but that consequence should be directly related to the behavior that created the problem and should teach a specific lesson, hopefully a quality or a skill you want your child to learn. In the positive discipline community, we've stopped teaching consequences. Instead, we teach solutions. You know you've found a solution because the problem stops happening. What a novel concept. And kids turn out to be great problem solvers. Involving them in the process not only teaches them skills, but invites greater cooperation from them. Here's an example. When my son was 7, we moved into a new home. The backyard was dirt, and here in Nevada, that means in winter it became a mud pit. My energetic, active boy quickly left a trail of muddy, size-large footprints all across my new rose-beige carpet. One day, I heard myself nagging and lecturing and decided to try something different. So we sat down together for some problem-solving. I began by owning the problem. I said, "You've probably noticed that I get a bit upset by all the mud on the carpet." He nodded sympathetically. I asked him, "What ideas do you have for solving this problem?" And he said simply, "We could put a sign on the door." I thought, it can't possibly be that simple. But he went and got some paper, and he wrote, "Please wipe your feet," in red letters, and he taped it to the outside of the sliding door. And guess what? It wasn't perfect, but the mud almost disappeared. Would it have worked if I'd put a sign on the door? I don't think so. I think it worked because it was his idea. Think about your parenting challenges and think about your amazing creative kids. How can you put their energy and power to work finding solutions instead of having endless power struggles? For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.